But so often we think that it's just for the people that think like us or look like us or respond the way we do. But Jesus wants none to perish, all to come to repentance. Jesus, the gift. All month long we've talked about different facets of Jesus, different aspects of Jesus. And today is the the ultimate one, really, the gift. Most of us will have a few gifts to open up tomorrow, and some will last and some won't last too long. Some will make you excited, some won't do much for you. But that's just the way it goes. Some years ago, one of our boys wanted a 12-month membership to Shave America or something like that, that he would give him a razor every month for a year. I don't know that he used it every month, but he had the opportunity to take that gift and celebrate it every month, every single month. Most gifts don't last that long. Most gifts some will even break before Christmas Day is over. Keep your receipts. Maybe you can get a refund. But when we think about the gift of Jesus, well, we celebrate that gift. 1 John 5:11 and 12 says, "And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son." His life is in Jesus. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever doesn't have God's Son doesn't have life. Now that's a powerful gift, isn't it? Truth is, not everybody has accepted the gift of Jesus. I want you to think about Jesus for a moment as a Christmas gift. We open it up. I hope you're not one that would take a gift and just put it on the shelf, but you're one that would open that gift. And you would begin to experience what was inside of that box. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. It doesn't just end. There's no end to that gift. It's eternal. It never expires or wears out. There are two things I want to talk to you about this morning. Number one, the gift of Jesus and what it brings us. But I want number two to be where we really find purpose today, is the gift of Jesus and what that gift should build in us. In other words, the gift of Jesus is not one of those gifts that you just unwrap, admire, and then put in the closet. The gift of Jesus is the greatest gift of all. So what does the gift of Jesus bring? We're just going to name a few today. Number one, the gift of Jesus brings eternal life. John 3:16, "For this is how God loved the world, that He gave His one and only Son, that anyone who believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life." Jesus, the gift of Jesus, as you open it up, it brings eternal life. But number two, the gift of Jesus brings freedom. Freedom. John 8:36 reminds us, "So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free indeed." So as you open up the gift of Jesus, freedom is there for the taking. The next thing I see that we'll pull out of the box, the gift of Jesus brings hope. 1 Peter 1:3, this is Peter saying, "In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So not only do we pull out eternal life, not only do we pull out freedom, but we pull out hope. And who doesn't need hope these days? The fourth thing we bring out is the gift of Jesus brings joy. John 15:11, "These things I've spoken to you," this is Jesus saying, "that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." Number five, the gift of Jesus brings forgiveness. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." There is so much in the gift of Jesus. And it doesn't stop there. The gift of Jesus, number six, is it brings us grace. Who doesn't need grace these days? Romans 3:24 says, and we are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. So we've pulled out eternal life. We've pulled out freedom. We pulled out hope. We pulled out joy. We pulled out forgiveness. We pulled out grace. And finally, the gift of Jesus brings love. John 15:9 says, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Jesus is speaking these words to us. Remain in my love. So all of that, and actually much more than that, is found in the gift of Jesus. As we open up the box, we begin to see all of these things that Jesus is bringing us. The gift of Jesus is the greatest gift of all. And here's a point we must grab today. We are to be extensions of that gift. We're an extension of that gift. So what should the gift of Jesus build in us? It should, but number one, it should build in the contagious spreading of Jesus and his gift of eternal life. We should tell people how they can get eternal life. See, it's not enough just to open up the package and receive eternal life for yourself, but we are to be an extension of Jesus, and we're to make sure that that truth is known. So we take that truth of his eternal life, we apply it to our lives, and we extend it to others. The second thing that comes, that builds in us from the gift of Jesus, is a contagious spreading of his freedom. Why wouldn't you want others to be free like you? Why would you want to hold on to that truth? See, we not only talk about the eternal life that Jesus has for you, but we talk about the freedom that he's come to bring. That as we unwrap the gift of Jesus, we take the freedom for ourselves, we internalize it, and then we are an extension of Jesus, and we begin to speak that freedom to other people. The third is a contagious spreading of his hope. I have met people that say they follow Jesus, and the last thing in the world they're doing is giving away hope. But we are to be an extension of what we've received from Jesus. And as we unwrap the gift of Jesus, he gives us great hope. Well, we're to internalize it. We're to own that thing. And then we are to be an extension, shining the gift of hope everywhere we go. Number four, the contagious spreading of his joy. Just like hope, we have this joy that's inside of us that everything in the world can be going wrong, yet we are joyful. And it's because our hope is not in the world, it's in Jesus, the gift that he's brought to us. But we take that. We take that joy and we internalize it. And then we begin to give that away as we are an extension of Jesus. Number five is the contagious spreading of his forgiveness. How many Christians have you met that are just holding on to things that other people have done to them? They've accepted the free forgiveness of Jesus from the gift, but they've not allowed themselves to be an extension of that. We are to be the most forgiving people on this planet. Because of the gift of Jesus. The sixth thing is a contagious spreading of his grace. We've received much grace, but very seldom are we known for our grace as people of God. We're to be the most gracious people on this planet. Yesterday I was driving, Susan and I were just driving around a little bit, and I must have wandered into the other lane, and the lady behind me was so upset with me. She pointed one way to Jesus, but she didn't use the first finger. And she did it with fervor, and I felt horrible, but then she disappeared, so I couldn't apologize or any of that stuff. Well, later on, a couple blocks down, we came in contact with her again. She did part two. And I was thinking, oh, I would love it if she'd come to church tomorrow. You know, that was the wrong attitude. I understand that. But so often we receive all this grace, but we're very seldom ones that would dispense the grace. But we are to be an extension of Jesus and His grace. And the seventh is the contagious spreading of His love. Jesus loves us with an undying love. He'll never stop, no matter what we do, no matter how we've done it, no matter if we've been the one that pointed one way to Jesus with the wrong finger or what. No matter what, Jesus loves us. And He requires His people to be an extension of that love. He requires His people to not only receive the gift of Jesus, but everything that He brings. All of this and more should be found in the life of a believer because of Jesus, the gift. See, we are the hands and feet of Jesus in this world. And that means He left us to carry on the mission to be an extension of what Jesus did here. And remember what Jesus said to His followers right before He ascended to the Father. This is also for us, Matthew 28, starting in verse 18. And Jesus came and told His disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. In other words, He's telling us that we are His extensions. And we're to go and spread the gifts that He's given us everywhere we go. Don't hold back. I can just hear Him saying, don't hold back. Don't pick and choose. Be my mouthpiece. Be actively showing people who I am because I am the ultimate gift. It's easy to receive a gift. And some gifts that you get in the natural, they can change you to an extent. You know, if my wife wants me to start dressing a little bit better, I'll start getting some gifts of what she wants me to wear. And I trust her fully, so I'll wear them. Mostly, I'll wear them. But when you take those new clothes, you start becoming that gift. I want you to think about Jesus as that gift. And as you take Jesus as the gift and you unwrap Him and you begin to think about all that He's brought you, it should change you. And you don't go around looking the same. It is as though you've been touched and transformed and also commissioned to be an extension. I want to be the best extension ever, don't you? I don't want to be guilty of just receiving this gift and having this wonderful thing at my disposal. I want it to change me. I want it to make me look different. I want it to make me act different. I want it to make me think different. I want to be able to display everything that Jesus gave me. And we have a great opportunity in this season to be Jesus to this lost and dying world. Even in the hostile environment we may be in, Christmas time, people are a little more tolerant to hear about Jesus, even if they don't believe it. But what if the church became everything that Jesus gave us? Think about how that could affect people. And if the gift of Jesus can change me, if just a few different pair of pants can change how I look, think about the gift of Jesus, that you take it in and you let it permeate you and you let it change you. And as He changes you, He's going to shore up things in your life. He's going to point out some deficiencies that you're walking in. He's going to point out those things that those things that maybe you've been comfortable walking in, but when you receive the gift of Jesus, you're not as comfortable. Even though it still may be familiar, you're not as comfortable walking in those ways. He's trying to change you. Change you from one place to looking more like Him. until we're in heaven with Him, and we will be with Jesus. But He wants us to be an extension of Him. He wants us not only to receive the gift, and it's free. The gift of Jesus is free. But He doesn't want you just to put it on the mantle and admire it. He wants you to take it in. He wants you to let Him into every area of your life. The deepest corners of your life. The things that you don't even tell your best friend about. Jesus wants to redeem that. He wants to come in and shine that bright light so that we are like shining stars in this dark and depraved world as we hold out the word of life. See, the world is waiting for an answer. Jesus is the answer. I'm not religion, not denomination. Jesus is the answer. And the more we look like Jesus, the more opportunities people will have to taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. Our lives should be a taste and see that the Lord is good. That we would walk around little Christs, Christians, shining for Jesus everywhere we go. And if someone drifts into our lane, we just say, oh, bless them, O Lord Jesus. If someone does something wrong, bless them in the name of Jesus. Now, believe me, first time those things come out of your mouth, they're sarcastic. But the more you say it, the more the changing of what God does in us. And all of a sudden, we really want God to bless that person who has just done us wrong. In fact, as the Bible talks about love, the ultimate place of love, of maturity of love, is not to even notice when others do you wrong. I got a little ways to go. How about you? Because I still notice. I still notice, and I find the enemy just ready to jump. But I remember the gift of Jesus and the grace and the forgiveness and the hope and the mercy that He's given me. And I am to be an extension of that. That we are not secret agent Christians. Don't let someone be surprised that you serve Jesus at your funeral. Let it be known who we serve. Because of the gift of Jesus, we've been transformed. And guess what? We can be a tool to help others be transformed, to point them to the one that transforms. So I want you to think about the gift of Jesus in just a different perspective today. It's a wonderful gift, the best gift ever. But if it just remains a beautiful gift, and you are not extending what Jesus has done in your life to others, then we're missing the mark. And Jesus wants none to perish. It breaks His heart when someone perishes without Him. It's never been God's intent. But He does give us a choice. And during the Christmas season, we think about the innocent baby Jesus. During the Easter season, we think about the grown-up Jesus and what He gave for us. But I want you to see that the baby became the young man on this earth that could have made other decisions, but He only made the decision that Jesus wanted. He only did the will of the Father. And if Jesus is our role model, guess what? We are to only do the will of the Father. Amen. And we can't do that in our own strength. There's no way. But we can do it with Jesus. And Jesus is here today to comfort you, to give you hope, to give you joy, all of those things and more. There are not enough words in the English language to describe everything that Jesus gives us. But we know that it's a gift that will never stop giving. It won't run out in 12 months. It won't get old. It's new. What Jesus has for us is new every morning. Every morning, every day, every Monday, Every hard day that you have, Jesus is new and fresh. And as you have accepted what he has given you, let's be grown-ups. Let's be mature about this thing. Let's take what we know and what he's done for us in being an extension of Jesus everywhere we go. We're not going to do it perfectly, but the more we purpose to do it, the more often it's going to happen, and then there will be people in heaven because you were an extension of Jesus. Isn't that an awesome thought? There are going to be people in heaven because of the extension that you are to Jesus. So we can celebrate. Many of you got a lot of celebrations, probably for the next couple days. But let's celebrate Jesus, the ultimate gift, the best gift ever, the only gift that's eternal. Let's pray. Heavenly Father.